at 6:17.
18.
6:18?
Yeah.
I'm blocking your view. I'm going to move.
Okay.
This way I can hear what Wendy says, too.
Okay. Molly, would you call roll, please?
All right. Mary Brown is not here, but she notified us. Mary Hebert?
Here.
Katie Mallory?
Here.
Winnie Riddle?
Here.
Sue Patrick?
Here.
Diane Rabb? And me. Okay.
And can I just, I'm not really, when you do the call to roll call, I'm not part of the commission, I'm liaison, so
okay.
Probably don't include me in that.
Okay.
I mean, you can
so
say
you
I'm
would,
here as a guest.
Be, you would still be
listed, but I'm
listed.
Not. Yeah.
It just gets notated that you are the liaison.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
but that also lets us always know and let anyone who looks at the minutes be aware that yes, you were present at the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you call Lori?
Okay. Everyone received the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do we have any questions or changes that we need to make to the minutes?
I'll move to accept the minutes as presented.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Mary made a motion to accept the minutes, and Sue Patrick seconded those. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Okay. Next on the agenda, bear with me. I haven't done this in a while. Next on the agenda is the item three, the update on commissioner actions. We have three things listed here, storage, study committee, and position descriptions. The study committee, we have no one here from the study committee.
I was the one to contact the people. I talked to Sherry Nelson. She said it's too busy right now, but after the first of the year, once the holidays are over, she would, you know, as she bumped into people, she talked to them and just mentioned that.
Okay.
She did not want to be in charge. I said, that's fine, but you're the only one I have contact with. So,
right.
But I said, if you could bring the people together just to be in charge of that, bringing the people who are on that together, then at that meeting, you'll have to, you know, designate a chair or someone in charge of that. It does not have to be you, I said to her, but she said, and I told her the names, and she knew the names. She knew
okay.
everyone. So
great.
She was going to try to contact them. Nothing was going to happen until after the first of the year, just
yeah.
because of the holidays and things like that. But she said if she bumped into people, she'd talk to them about it.
Katie.
In the meantime.
I know Sherry's on it. Is it also?
It's in the minutes here.
Wendy.
It's Wendy Fleming,
okay.
RJ, Kate Forster,
okay.
and Cherie.
Okay, thanks. I know it's in there.
And anyone else. They even talked about, like, Matt Friday
yeah,
possibly coming to. And
yeah,
I talked
hard
to
get.
I talked to her about that, and she said, if he could just come to a meeting or two every now and then.
Yeah.
I thought they were also considering including the gentleman who used to be on the commission, the one that Sue Patrick replaced.
RJ.
RJ.
Yeah, he's written down.
Yeah,
okay.
He's on
he's
there.
Noted.
Okay.
Yep.
There was also a notation on here. Oh, anything else on the study committee? Okay. Position descriptions.
I did nothing.
Okay. So that's going to be carried over until the next
yep.
meeting?
Thank you for your honesty.
I
okay. So, okay. On the storage closet, I was very pleased to have Molly helped me with that, and we found some really interesting things. There is a wire basket on top of the, on the first shelf. And there are a number of different things in the wire basket. This one sheet has,
Oh, it's a different thing.
Let's
okay, so which wire?
Wire basket, wire holder. And this is a table of contents of what is in that wire basket.
Two different.
So we're going to put one of these table of contents in the front of that wire holder. There are some little yellow sticky notes in there and a pencil, and I spoke with Alyssa about possibly having a sign-out sheet if someone wants to take something from the closet. That way we know where it is, because we have the list of what's in here. One thing that we did find is we found the first issue postage stamps for the lighthouse stamps.
It's so cool.
This should be in a frame. There's a lot of other information. They had the opening day celebration at our local post office, which is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing for the community. So this is something that we should let Sherry know, and that the committee would be involved with.
That's
that.
Precious.
This red folder I took home and went through. There were some loose photographs in there, and I made sure that they were put with the houses. This is the old historical district as it was initially set up in 2002.
Your house is in there. I'm sure your house is in there. It's very good.
There's nothing historical about the house I'm living in.
Oh, okay.
Actually, if it was built over a period, it was built in a period of time. It's historical for the type of structure that it was.
It was built in the 50s.
Yeah. So anyway, I took this home, and it's going to go back in the closet. The other piece of paper that was handed out, there are brown folders, and in some of them you see a notation like the county jail and sheriff's residence. That was an approved historical property, and it should have a plaque.
The jail? I think it does have a plaque.
The county jail and the sheriff's residence.
That's, I thought it did have a plaque.
There is a marker in front of it, like there is in front of the post house.
Yeah.
Okay, the brown post house is a national, I think.
Is this just the little markers, the bronze markers that are
local,
on the structure themselves?
Yeah, yeah.
On the structure, not the, not the state national thing. Okay.
And I think there are three, let's see, another one is the range light. Was approved, and where's the third one that was approved? Stephen's Block Building.
Okay, it's being remodeled.
Was approved, but there are brown folders, and there's a lot of information from 2002, which means I would recommend that the study group assign an individual person to cover one of the buildings.
Hi,
to update the information that we've begun.
I'm good. Do you want to hear our
that the commission has begun, and then it can carry on from there. Yes.
I just wanted to say I have a brown folder for the Carnegie that was given to me at the time I bought the building.
I'm just going to put my phone on.
But I would like to update that also and give it back to me in the permanent files.
Mm-hmm. There is a drawer, and they're in there. Another thing I would recommend on here is.
Can you hear?
Changing the way the label is done,
Lori.
Like on Sheboygan County.
I got it up high. I can hear it.
City of Sheboygan Opera House. It's the Opera House. So it's Opera House - City of Sheboygan. So that way, if they're put in a numerical order, you know the building.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also recommend that there be a sheet at the front. It's always nice on a historical building to know the order of ownership.
Yeah, oh, you're, that's right. There's been a lot of discussion about that.
Yeah, they usually call it by its first owner's name.
Do they really?
Yeah, so it'd be, like, for our house, it'd be the Frost House.
Oh,
the George
okay.
Frost House.
Yeah. And so you'd have the different people that own the house, the period of time that they own the house. If you want to get into detail, you can do things that were done with the house under that ownership. That is, the house is its entity, and we're caretakers, basically.
Yeah.
So that's another recommendation that I would like to make, and I'd like to have some feedback from other members
on
what you think.
I have a question, Katie. You maybe have, like, Stephen and Nancy Lindsay's house, because they changed some of the exterior?
It depends on how much.
Okay.
It depends on what they did and how much of the building is done itself.
Okay.
Like the Opera House.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say,
it's not considered a historic property anymore, even though the interior is historic, and that's the historic part of it. But as a building, architecturally, it's not anymore because of the way they restored it. And, you know, it just depends. Someone would have to look at it to see that.
Because when I was at today, we were at the Opera House for their 50th ribbon cutting celebration. The interior of the Opera House would still qualify. The exterior would not.
Not architecturally. Architecturally.
But that's if I was talking to Jordan Hogg from the bank, and he said, if we were able to get the funds to bring the Opera House back to what it once looked like, would we then be able to apply for historic?
Owen is looking into that. There's an Opera House.
Was it in
Coldwater, I believe?
Coldwater, yes.
That did that. And
he's
in contact with them. He visited to see what they did.
Yeah.
He is also now on the board of some kind of commission of historic places. I think just specifically venues for arts and entertainment. I'm not sure what that committee is. But he's on that committee now. Because he wants to know how to do that.
Yeah.
And he's been in talks with the Coldwater building to do that.
Because I think the biggest challenge is finding the funds to bring it back to its old glory days. And then we would qualify for historic grants in the future to maintain and sustain it that way.
The problem with that right now is there are substantial funds right now just to keep the building going right now.
I know.
Because of how it was restored
in
the 70s and 80s, especially the roof with the mansard, and because they did not put gutters on it.
Yeah.
But there's always been a problem. Sheboygan is in a flood zone. The whole of Sheboygan is in a flood zone. Some people are grandfathered out of that.
Yeah.
But there's problems with the foundation because of that. So
I know.
There's a host of issues, so they have to, and that's a very hard thing to do, and that's why he wants to talk to Coldwater on how they did it.
Yeah.
If that can happen, it'd take a lot of time, energy,
and money.
But if
and
there
money.
Was in money,
money,
but we could get monies if there was a plan and there was like a rendition of what it would look like. I think people would flock to that.
Oh, I think they would. Yes.
Well. Mary, first, your
okay,
comment.
I just wanted to add this, that Kathy Johnson came to, Kathy King Johnson, came to our meeting, one of our meetings last year, and reported that they were no longer able to even claim the interior as a historically significant place, because so many modifications had happened also on the interior. And it had been the hope of the previous commission that, in fact, that at least the interior we could apply for. So evidently, the interior we have to
really
get back to where
I
it's
thought
eligible.
There's been so many changes and so many things.
Yeah.
And I'm in that 50th celebration thing this Saturday night. They talk about, and then they built it, and then it burned, and then they built it, and then it burned, yeah. and then they built it. Yeah. And then, but it is, it has to be done a specific way with specific.
Right. Even interiorly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that they followed a lot of what they needed to do.
I don't know. Kathy would know better.
Yeah, sure. It was Kathy who reported that to us about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because we really wanted to, jet stream an application for them, mm-hmm. for the interior.
Yeah.
And we...
I wonder if, because today there were like four directors, Owen and Kathy and two previous directors, and I don't know their names because I wasn't here, but I wonder if they would have some knowledge of when that was, these ladies go back many years.
It'd be the people who initially,
How about the construction guys that did it?
Well, he's
dead. Tom Shaw?
Yeah, I was going to say Midge's husband.
Midge would have a really good idea.
Okay. And she was there too.
And she's still in the community. Yes.
Well, it'd be the Leslies, which they're gone now, and it's
Suzanne Westover one? Wait a minute. What's her name? Bronson.
Bronson.
Jeanette Bronson. Mm-hmm. With no, or Kathy King's mother, is she gone?
Yes. Or just her father's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The dad might know.
Yeah, last thing that I would like to recommend on the buildings, and the opera house is a good example, is if a building is no longer, as the opera house is no longer considered an historical because of finding out what it would take to put it back mm-hmm. to historical and include that in the file. As much information as we can put in those files that makes it helpful for the person.
Years going forward.
Yeah. And then as a steering committee person is responsible for a building, if there are changes that happen with that building, they would update those changes mm-hmm. on that file. So it would be kind of their baby to take care of. Does that sound reasonable?
Some kind of a paper trail of all that's been done over the years.
Because it's easy to, we had from 2004 to 2022. So that's a lot of years that stuff happened. Houses have changed ownership mm-hmm. and it's not listed
three times
in there.
How long ago was it that they put, as Mayor Branson's mother would say, when they put those pole barns on top of the opera house? She's still upset about
it's
that.
The 70s
how long
and
ago
80s.
Was that?
It's the 70s and 80s. I don't know the exact year. But
that long ago, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wasn't
it would have
sure.
been the late 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not sure when it started and when it ended.
But it wasn't like in the last 10 years.
No.
It may be in the opera house file, Brown file.
Okay.
I need a point of clarification. I'm hearing, this is probably a rumor, that in fact the actual brick is crumbling from water damage.
It is.
So to restore it back to its original glory, we'd also have to...
Well, first, they can't even begin to do that, Mary. The integrity of the building is in serious jeopardy
right now. If they replace the roof, it still has the same issue of the water getting in.
Yeah.
So just replacing the roof doesn't help the interior. They have to also, it's a multi-million dollar thing.
Right. Yes.
So I would like to just think about this possibility. Okay, so we need an opera house. Most of the interior is glorious. The technology is great. You couldn't really replace all of it. But there are models all over the country where they have taken their historic opera houses and redone the facades and brought them up. Even the one in Detroit mm-hmm. at Orchestra Hall. Mm-hmm. What they did is they just took the exterior part of it off.
Yeah.
They put escalators in to make it all more user-friendly. They installed a bar immediately on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a course of action or study that Owen might want to pursue. Like, okay,
who did it so differently that it didn't, it wasn't historic, but it was functional.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was more user-friendly for the community.
Yeah.
And that would be far less expensive, I think. It should be.
You hope.
Yeah.
Well, if you hit the, at city council meetings and you listen to the guys that came in and did the, it's terrifying. The cost that just, I mean, they've talked about that this, like right here, City Hall, needs to move.
Yeah. Bravo.
So do we move to the police department or do we move to the BKC building? Well, that's got all kinds of stuff going on with it. It's really, this building is tied into so many different things here. It's like, what do you, the chicken or the egg? What do you attack first?
Well, somebody's got to.
First of all, you need to maintain the integrity of this structure, period.
It's a
whatever it looks like on the outside, right?
Yeah, it's a web. It's not.
Yeah.
It's like the food chain. It's not a chain. It's a web. And this is what it looks like.
Yeah,
everything is tied to everything else, and there's little details and stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And, it's the integrity of the building. It's the integrity of the interior. It's the integrity of the outside. It's the, I mean, it's everything. It's falling apart, yet it's one of the best venues that you can have. The beautifully...
Oh, gorgeous.
Redone... Or not redone, but built Bay Harbor.
Oh, it's horrible. Affairs.
It's
my opinion. Horrible.
Well, I mean,
the sound bounces.
It's soundless. Wires go in there. Everything has to be mic'd. It's all electronic.
And this structure, everyone that comes in here to the Opera House says, if you're standing in the middle of the stage, you do not even need a microphone.
No, you don't.
You can be heard
the
from
acoustics
the
acoustics are amazing.
Back seat
you strip everything
the,
else off around.
Yeah. Well, that's they tried to redo Carnegie
it's
Hall.
It's basically
they,
like
they took it
exactly.
They couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
They were ruining it, so they just put it all back and
I think one of the things that all of us and the bones of the building needs to be our first order of priority. Mm-hmm. I mean, not ours, but the city. The bones, you know, so you walk into, like, your house, it's got good bones. This does not have good bones right now. And that's what has to be dealt with first.
Who has done has anybody done a cost-benefit analysis on whether or not it's worth it?
Oh, yeah.
And looked at all the numbers for just moving?
One of the things they talked about was just...
Are there people that even know how to fix this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have
architect. Oh,
they
did
a whole review of the entire thing.
Yeah.
It costs tens of thousands of dollars, and they did a review of the entire building. Every
inch of it, yeah.
Okay. And they're in contact with the...
It's doable.
With
it's
the...
Just if you've got the bucks.
Architects and the engineers and the...
And Hubble Roth and... Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I would like to draw this discussion to a close. Mm-hmm. One last thing that I would like to say is on the brown folders, the person who attaches themselves to the Opera House, hopefully the information will, any relevant information concerning the structure, pro and con, will be included in that file. And then that way it would be there for future perusal. Okay. We don't have the city manager here, but Katie, do you have an item for the city ordinance update?
I had talked to him just before the holidays, and he said he had a call in. Alan was supposed to get back to him. That was it.
I know Alan called him.
So that's still up in
the
air.
I think he was
gone.
He was gone, and now... We don't know when he's coming back because he's...
We don't know.
He's very...
Well, I would say plan on him
he's
being
had,
around till after the first of the year.
Yeah, don't plan on being...
Who is that?
He's had
Dan?
Several surgeries
Dan?
And things. He has an infection right now, so...
Okay.
He's a very sick man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I know about. I don't
all
know.
You can do
really
is pray.
Bad luck with city managers.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's been here for 18 months, and Dan was here for how many years before that, so... Not so bad. This is just unfortunate. I think Dan is a very sick man, and all you can do is pray. And do the best. The city hall's doing the best they can.
Yeah, they're
to good. Keep things going.
There's a good staff right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Very.
Yes.
Do we
and
have
Bridget
a police
has come
chief
in
yet?
Yes.
To help train Patty Bird, who's the new
the
treasurer.
First year, they have hmm? Someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary.
I just have to say this. Can we do anything to move on that certified local government without Dan?
Alan set us back several months, too. Now he's sick. I don't know what we can do about it right now. He
okay.
is in the hospital right now.
Right.
I can't go to Dan and say, we really need this done. I'm sorry. You know, I just can't. I can't
no,
go do
no,
that.
No, of course not. I mean, I understand the emotional parts of all of this. However, maybe the mayor could do something, or somebody on council? No? No?
I don't think that Mayor Tebow knows enough about it.
No.
He would, quite honestly, as liaison, if this committee said, you know, all the ducks are, we have all our ducks in a row, everything is compliant with what Alan has recommended, I can go to the mayor and say, everything is good to go. The ordinance is compliant with the state. It's compliant with what Alan recommended. I don't know how much more Dan needs to, because he has already done it.
I don't
and
think he does.
So did Steve,
do
Steve and Lindsay. So,
I don't think so.
Katie,
I mean,
you and I have been.
He has some stricter guidelines.
Who's he?
Dan. Oh. Dan has stricter guidelines for the city of Sheboygan. That's all that needs to pass. And he said Alan just needs to pass it.
Good. Well, then we could go.
But Alan hasn't passed it. And Alan turned it back to us and said, no, this doesn't comply, and it does comply.
See, that's what
I don't like to intervene in this, except that Alan has been here, and I've been talking to him, and I'm getting confused. In the meantime, I have three buyers for my buildings, and
I would
have
loved to talk to Alan if I had asked if I, when he was up here,
right.
I could be notified, but I was not notified that when he was here, so I would have talked to him then. But I don't have the, I asked you and you said, yes, I will talk to you, and he was here and gone, and I didn't
he
know
was
about
his
it.
Purpose was not to
I know, but
anything.
You had said, did you
right.
want to meet him? And I said, yeah, just let me know
okay.
when.
It didn't happen. It's
yes,
been so
I understand.
Chaotic. Everything.
Yes, in everyone's life.
You know, I have to say, I mean, I am under a lot of pressure to either do something with this real estate or let it go.
I understand,
and
but
okay,
we,
that's all. It's been two years, just to get the parcels split. And I finally think I made some progress on that this week. So
someone can take that file. I have no time right now.
Okay, can I take it, or Sherry take it, or
if
Diane
Diane is
or,
our liaison
there you
to
go, thank you.
With Dan, with the city manager, our liaison with the council. And since both gentlemen who are supposed to be working on this are ill, and because what?
Well,
just
the one was ill, and
that, no,
the
that
other
was
yeah.
6 weeks
and
ago.
It would just be someone finding out by phone what is still up in the air
okay.
in terms of what needs to be done so we can move forward.
Okay. I was at that meeting when Alan Higgins was in town and David Kimball.
Yes, you were.
And at that point, the only thing I know is that Alan and Dan, they kept missing each other in phone calls. And then Alan got sick, and then Dan got sick. I would be very happy to be
the
sort of
the
conduit
the
between, you know, I'd take it off Dan's plate. It doesn't need to be on his plate, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay. I think
he's done what he wants to do to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I
he
think
he was just trying to get in touch with Alan.
And if I talk to Alan, since I have met him, so there's
mm-hmm.
sort of that kind of connection to make things move forward.
Thank you.
Take it off Dan's plate. Whatever. I don't think the change, because Dan said to me at a council meeting at the end of a meeting one time, there's not a lot of changes
no,
that need right to happen.
No.
So it doesn't have to be a big deal.
No.
Let me just look at it. Ask Alan, what do we need to do? And then if it's nothing that major, then I'll bring it back to the committee and or the commission and go from there. And if
thank
that's okay with
but
you.
The last thing that has to be done, it has to be approved by council.
Right.
Right?
But
again?
I, you know what?
If there's not many changes,
if there's not, you know what?
We do have to move forward.
Right.
We have to.
And the changes, and Katie, you're right, I think some of the changes are commas and verbiage that, I mean, that, and I know that Dan was looking out for the city's best interest. And I have no problem with that. And some of the changes he made were for the city. And if Alan is good with that and understands that he's looking out for Sheboygan and says they're fine, then let's go forward. I don't know that we need Dan's blessing to do that because he's already done that.
Molly, you had a question.
Is that?
We need Alan's blessing.
Well, that's what I, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
We have the changes that Alan asked us to make.
Right.
And Dan saw them, but he needs to make the changes. That's
what you're
what
saying, the physical changes on the pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have not been integrated into.
What I'm going to tell you is based on that, Dan made those.
Oh, he has made the changes?
He's made those changes per Alan's recommendation. This goes back months. So if they're there.
It's just they're stricter for the city.
And that's okay.
Yeah, because
as long as we comply
with the state.
With the state.
Stricter for the city.
And if it keeps, and if it's compliant with the state and it protects the city, let's go on.
Yes.
That's my thought. So I'll call Alan.
So Diane, you will check with the, and make sure everything is moving forward.
In all my spare time between 3 and 5 a.m., I'm not doing anything.
We can help.
I'm kidding. Don't put that in the minutes.
Are you unable to do this?
Oh, no. I wouldn't. Listen, I have learned not to volunteer for what I can't do. And if I can't do it, I will tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay.
But you will check on this.
Oh, talk to Alan. Not a problem.
And then at the very least, you'll give us a report at the next meeting.
Absolutely, if not before that.
Okay.
Okay.
Before that would be really nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
ASAP would be really nice.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Is that, I mean, Katie, do you, I mean, you
yeah,
and I are.
I would just double check, just ask Alan. I mean, he must have the document that they're going to talk to about.
So, and Katie is very aware of some of what's been done, and if you need to ask.
I don't know what the specifics are.
Yeah.
So that's Alan would have all that.
Yeah.
And
look at Sherry and I rewrote the whole ordinance.
But Katie,
I know we
Katie is so aware. She has so much knowledge in her head. She's dangerous.
They have 7 days to comply. Well, we just took and rewrote that number to make it even stricter. It's not against state policy. It's just we made it. For the city, even more. It's totally
the city
compliant.
And for the homeowners,
yes,
for the property
exactly.
owners.
Well, you changed it to work days.
Yeah, exactly. Things
well,
like that. I mean, it's
work
really
days,
simple things that need to happen.
So that really means 10 days, but work days.
Seven consecutive days or.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things, Winnie, that are, they're small. They're detailed,
but
they're workable.
Okay, so I want to expand a little bit upon the personal economics of what happens when we're slowed down like this. Number one, a parcel split. It's taken me 2 years. I hired Granger. He did all the documentation. It was perfect. A to Z. Still took 2 years to get it done, which meant I could not do anything with either the house or the warehouse. I'm just explaining my position on this.
I know.
We have a $450,000 investment, and the delays are maddening. And they really do impact the benefit of what could come back to the city.
My
biggest concern.
Let me just interrupt you. And I know part of the reason over since I've been on this commission, and there were, you know, concerns about conflict of interest and personal interest. And I know you know a lot about how to make this happen. Let's move forward. I don't want to look back. You know, it's like,
I don't say that for myself and my, in the personal kind
but
of
it, but it sounds,
but it's for everybody else that has experienced
and
the
I,
same
I agree
kind
with
of similar
you,
delays.
But I think it sounds like it's about Mary
it's
and
not
the party.
At all.
And I know from talking to you
right.
over the years, your interest is in the community.
Right.
I get
it has
that.
Nothing to do
but
with
let's. I will do what I have to do, and
we'll move forward.
Right.
So.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Okay.
You're welcome, Katie.
Any other commissioners' comments?
I'm not a commissioner. I already made my comment. I think my comment.
I have a comment. Jessica Flores, I'm going to hire her. She does renovation forward. She's going to be in town, and she's going to be begin to work on the layering of all the financing for the buildings. I have three developers.
What's her name?
Jessica Flores.
Okay.
Renovation forward.
Okay.
And she's worked with Alan extensively, and she's worked with a lot of some other people. So I'm pushing forward on that front for the layering of the funding. And Alan is going to fast track the National Register application for the Huron Street Tabernacle, which is
great.
I'm really happy about that.
What did you call her? A restoration what?
Restoration forward.
Renovation forward.
Renovation forward.
Oh, renovate. That's the company.
Right. Yes. And she was formerly worked for SHPO.
Okay.
And she's a restoration what?
Forward.
Renovation forward. Not restoration.
I'm sorry, renovation.
Renovation.
No, what does she do? She's a renovation.
She is now, right, but she now has a company. For instance, right now she's working with Wendy and the Flemings to do all their historic tax credits.
But I think what Wendy was asking, is she the CEO? Is she the...
She owns a consulting company.
Okay.
That specializes in historical renovation?
Right,
yes.
And the funding... for and the rules for National Register, certified local government, all that stuff.
Okay, that's what Molly's going to need in her information.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a commissioner comment.
Yes.
The Historical Society of Michigan, Diane brought that up at the city council meeting. They had already paid it, so we're already on the books with Historical Society of Michigan. No?
No. When I brought it up at the last council meeting, Dan thought it was a different organization.
Okay.
And then he wrote back, and I said, no, it's this. And I sent him the email. And he said, well, that's just a subscription to be in that magazine. And he said, let Mary Heber do it. That was the email. And we had talked about it at the last council meeting, or at the last Historical Resource Commission.
So it wasn't approved at the city council?
He thought he had already done it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what that thing was?
It was $50.
No, I mean, do you know what that other
thing was? I do know. It was a totally...
It's the one Alan told us to join.
It's a totally different organization.
What organization
is like
that?
It's like the association of all the historic commissions.
Okay, yeah. We should probably have that so that we know what we're joined and what
we're
not joined
because
in.
The HSM...
I didn't join it. We were supposed to join it. Dan said we could join it. It never happened.
Yeah.
But it's in the meetings. It's in the minutes.
Well,
the
someone
meetings.
Has to put forth a name and a number and an email to put in there.
When I presented it at the last council meeting, he said, oh, I already did that 2 weeks ago. And it's like, no, because we just talked about it here.
Well, no, I was thinking it was already done before. And so
he approved something else. It wasn't this.
And it was in the minutes. And I don't know if they did it or not, but they had all the contact information.
Is it something this
it's different.
Commission
it's different.
Is part of or needs to be part of?
I'm not sure.
Alan recommended, Mary commented that Alan recommended that we should be
join.
Members.
Right.
We should join. So,
join what?
Two groups.
Okay.
The second one is this Michigan
Historic Society of Michigan.
Right.
Yes.
It's a publication.
Right.
And it would just put us in this publication.
Well, it's a group. It's a registration for membership.
Right.
But
you do get the publication.
The first one 2 years or one a year ago was the
it's
an association of all the commissions in the state of Michigan that have their own.
And I, if I'm correct, I think we already belong to that one.
Okay.
Do you know the name of it?
Diane, can I ask you to, since you talked with the city council concerning the membership and the miscommunication about whether we were members. Can you check what the name of both things are, what we are members with, who we have to contact to be a member of the other one?
I can do that, but at that meeting, Dan thought we were already a part of that. That's a different group.
You'll also be able to find out what we are actually members in.
Well, that would be an interesting question. I don't know who would know that.
Well, Alyssa or Casey or someone would know that, wouldn't they? If they're paying for
us within the last year. I want to say within the last year. If you want me to go through it, I will. Or I can look through my own notes, because I had this meeting. I had a conference, telephone conference with Alan, which is where he recommended we do it.
Yeah.
And then they had a conference in Cincinnati. I know that. Okay. But we blew past that. We didn't send anybody, and we didn't
know where the information's going.
In answer to your question, Winnie, the HSM, the historic, they did not approve the subscription for that, because Dan thought we had already done that with a different group. And it kind of fell through the cracks.
We need to get rid of the confusion.
There's no confusion. We didn't, he thought it was something else.
Yeah, but
they didn't approve it.
I'm confused because
I might have it.
We're belonging to a group that no one knows what the name is, and we don't get any information from. So why are we paying for it?
And Katie, you're right, because Dan said I approved that a couple weeks ago. It's like, what did you approve? Because
it's just a renewal.
It's not something that came through us, I don't think.
Okay.
So
we need to find out.
It's just things fell in the cracks.
Okay.
We're not talking a lot of money.
Okay.
But
who is following through with loose end items on Dan's behalf?
Don't be looking
at me.
It'd
be Casey, right? No, I'm just saying.
It would be Casey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can, you know what? I can call her or email her. She's pretty open, and say, can you clarify this? You know, so.
And then are you willing to do that?
Well, sure.
Because if not, then I will.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know.
No, and then
we need to find out.
Yeah.
You know.
And then where the heck the stuff is being sent to?
Yeah. Yeah. And who's getting it?
I don't get it. I know that.
Because you would think if City Hall, if the city of Sheboygan registered for the subscription, somebody here would get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it would come. You know, because anything I've ever filled out, whether it's Coast Guard Connect or what, comes here.
And by all rights, if there is an existing commission, this existing commission should at least be able to see it.
Well, we have an existing.
But we haven't seen anything for the last year, and all of a sudden it gets passed through again. We don't even know
And
there isn't anything in the closet, because Molly and I went
and
through the closet.
And, you know, Dan at the meeting said already approved that, and it's like, but it's not anything your group saw.
Okay.
You know, so maybe he...
I think there's confusion on this group, too, side, too. We should have known where that was going and all that.
Yeah.
So,
and whether or not you wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your decision, not mine.
I'm just the messenger. Yeah, there's also a possibility if it was a renewal on a subscription, it may have gone to a previous historic resources. Mm-hmm. And it used
but it would have still
called.
Would have come here. If the city approved it, don't you think it still would have come here?
You'd think, but you know.
You'd think, yeah.
Not exactly sure. Okay, any more comments from commissioners? Okay, any more unfinished business that we need to cover this evening? Okay, I would like to take a motion for adjournment.
I second that motion, or
you didn't need to make it.
I'll make the motion to adjourn at this time.
Can we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, motion was made by Katie, seconded by Sue. And at 7:03.
Three. You're right.
7:03.
Yes, I have 7:03.
Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Molly, I won't be here next meeting.
Okay.
Downstate.
January 2nd.
When is the next meeting?
January 2nd.
January 2nd?
Yeah.
Right after New Year's, huh?
Is it the first Monday?
Will everybody else be here?
I think so, yeah.
I don't have to be here.
I never go anywhere.
No, hopefully between now and then, I'll get a chance to talk to Alan and get some of that straightened out. I will email all of you, even though I'm not a part of the commission, I'll just share information with you and you guys do with it what you will.
Sue?
That's a deal.
Are you doing the children's trail on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, correct.
All right.
I'm the head elf.
Are you? We'll be there.
Aww. What time is it?
After the Grinch gives some hot cocoa.
Oh, that, you know what, that was how, the thing is from 1 to 2, maybe in the crawl, the hot cocoa crawl.
They're not on the list of the ground.
So what time does the children's trail start?
It starts at 1.
1.
We, and then, we got a birthday party, they want us to be in the Towson with a swimming party and like, I just don't have the energy. Brett and I are supposed to be in the 50th anniversary thing that night.
Oh, with the opera house.
We have practice the night before.
So it would be Tyler Street.
Well, did you read, Katie, did you read the printout that Carol?